Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The only thing that matters are the facts and the numbers. And numbers, my friends, don't lie.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says the case against former President Donald Trump in his civil trial stands in spite of the outrage he voiced in his testimony. While on the stand, the former president attacked James and court officials as Democrats and biased Trump haters, but James says none of that refutes the evidence. Judge Arthur Engoron has already ruled against the Trump Organization in a summary judgment. He found the former president and his family routinely defrauded banks and insurers by exaggerating his net worth. Trump is lashing back against the ruling with typical rage.
This is a case that should have never been brought. It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court. The court was the fraudster in this case.
Though those charges don't carry prison time, they could serve as a death sentence for Trump's businesses. Still, he has massive support in the GOP primary, and a New York Times poll even found he's slightly ahead of President Joe Biden in six battleground states. On the campaign trail, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the lies and misinformation spread by the former president have helped disconnect Republicans from reality.
The problem is you fear the truth. The problem is you want to shout down any voice that says anything different than what you want to hear.
Christie's not the only Republican candidate talking in that way. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says Trump will likely be found guilty in his criminal and civil trials.
As a party, we must support the rule of law. We cannot win as a country without integrity in the White House. And while some will ignore the destructive behavior of the former president, I assure you, we ignore it at our own peril.
Normally, low-drama school board elections in Idaho today are drawing more focus than usual because book bans there could impact what students are allowed to read. Kurt Zwolfer, director of The Cabin, a center for readers and writers in Boise, says aggressive school boards are overstepping their duties.
They're actually restricting the other parents' rights on what their kids can consume, both for reading and for media.
The American Library Association says U.S. book challenges hit an all-time high of 1,200 in 2022, almost double the number from the year before. A new poll says more than a third of rural voters could be swayed on kitchen table issues. Pollster Celinda Lake says the high cost of living and affordable housing are top issues in the small towns across numerous states, and there are other economic policies to watch.
The fact that we've come out of this really tough time and CEOs are hoarding the wealth and the prosperity for themselves and not sharing it with the people who actually produce that wealth and prosperity, that they're shipping jobs massively overseas.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.